Let's get to the health report brought to you by Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Top specialists who understand your athletic dreams, goals, and the need to get back to them. Together, we'll write your comeback story. And here are the inactives for the Patriots as we are joined by the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy. Some surprises in here. Dante Hightower is inactive for the Patriots today, along with tight end Devin Asiasi, Yasir Durant, Sean Wade, and Ronnie Perkins, as well as another surprise, running back Ramondre Stevenson. And Chris, you and I spent a lot of time today talking about the balance in the running game and getting Ramondre Stevenson more involved. And now he's inactive for today's game, as is Dante Hightower. Bob, a couple of surprises right off the bat there today.
Yeah, Beto, I was on the same page as you coming in. I thought Ramondre Stevenson would have an expanded role, particularly in the passing game. I thought he showed some good things last week versus Dallas, and I know you lose a bit in pass protection with him, but nonetheless, you know, you go back and watch the play. He catches a ball in space against Leighton Vander Esch, sticks the left foot in the turf, and then darts back to the right. It's a nice pickup. And they got to get more out of that aspect of their game. The Jets have been very susceptible to big plays in the screen game. We saw James White have a good performance in the Meadowlands in week two. That's been an aspect of their offense that's been missing ever since then. And then, you know, the thing about Stevenson as well is he can alleviate the burden on Damian Harris, who's been so banged up. About 60% of the Patriots' carries have fallen on Harris. He ran hard. He ran well last week. But we also saw Ramondre Stevenson in his limited touches do exactly the same, including a touchdown run.
Yeah, I mean, it is really interesting that he's not, you know, active today. I also find it interesting when you look at it that someone like Devon Godshaw, who didn't practice at all, is active. That's very unusual.
Yeah, Chris, I noted that as well last night. When you look at this team, I think it speaks to the need, the dire need for bodies. I mean, the fact that they played an offensive lineman last week who had to practice for 2 weeks, Isaiah Wynn, and now that Devon Godshaw was even questionable and not doubtful, let alone out, having not practiced all week, that speaks to that dire need that I just mentioned. And I think, you know, the other thing about it is, too, for this team, they gave up a lot of running yards against the Jets in week two. New York has not run the ball against anybody else. Over 150 rushing yards against the Patriots, doubling up their per-game average. So, you know, in this game, you want to continue to put the pressure on Zach Wilson, not give him, you know, any luxury of a running game the way he had at least a little bit of last time. And, you know, is that why Devon Godshaw's up today? You don't have enough people to fill in for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, when you look at it, right, doesn't it sort of, and I know Hightower obviously missed practice on Friday, missed two of the three practices. He was out here, just couldn't give it a go. But don't you get the sense, just based on the way they're treating the roster, that they look at this and say, we're not messing around here. This is a must-win game. And another year, some of these guys, I think they'd say, look, our bye week is not until December. This guy's down this week.
Yeah, excellent point. I think this is a must-win game. And I think also they have to play well in this game. And I think the thing about it, and I heard you guys in the opening segment, for them that can translate is if they block up front, if they get on the same, they eliminate the mistakes that they have been prone to week after week after week, substitution snafus on defense, special teams breakdowns, and then along the offensive line. And that those are the things, if you can clean that up, that can translate to next week. But that being said, they've got to come out of this game with a win. Winless at home, they've beaten the Jets 11 straight times. I think it's a difficult matchup when we're talking about some of the Patriots' weaknesses with the Jets' strengths defensively up front. The Jets are among the league leaders in quarterback hits. They've got four players with 10 quarterback pressures. And we're talking about the Patriots' inability to protect Mac Jones. C.J. Mosley is a big loss for them.
Huge loss.
That's a huge loss for the Jets in this game.
Yeah, no question about that.
All right, Bob. Well, we're going to have to see how the Patriots sort of make up for the loss of the running game. My guy, J.J. Taylor, ready to step up.
Ready to go.
Ready to step up and make a big impact in this one today. So Patriots, Jets, and what is a very important game for the Patriots at this point in their season. Critical juncture.
Critical juncture, and I think, you know, maybe this is the opportunity he needs to, with Stevenson down, because the Patriots have shown a reluctance, obviously, to give these young backs an opportunity to fail and learn from mistakes. And I think you have to. By default, now
no choice.
You have to. But I think in any other circumstances, even if Stevenson were able to go today, I think you have to allow these guys to make some mistakes, because you got to get more out of them down the road.
Bob, appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.